Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, Zach Gelb is going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we bring him on, the Miami Heat, they've got the 20th pick in the draft. There's a draft party open for fans at the Kaseya Center June 25th. And there'll be tons of activities and shots on the court, and photo ops and appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and much more. So if you want to RSVP and go to heat.com/draft party. heat.com/draft party. Whenever they play the Knicks next season, they will not be coached by Tom Thibodeau. Zach Gelb is joining us. Zach Gelb can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York City, where everyone, I'm guessing, is talking about Tibbs. So I do want to talk some Stanley Cup because we got game one tonight. But first, did you have any inclination that Tom Thibodeau was going to be fired before it broke yesterday?
Well, it wasn't the biggest news of the day yesterday. The biggest news of the day yesterday, it's Hockman, it's Crowder, it's Gelb, and a sprinkle of Solana right here on 560.
You put your name on the show before Solana's now.
Yeah, I think this is a highly rated segment. This is a highly rated segment. I want my name on the show now just for this segment.
Mm-hmm. In all honesty, I think the 1, 2, 3 biggest stories right now are Solana being added to the name of the show, Matt Mervis hitting a home run in his Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp debut.
Yes.
And then Stanley Cup game one tonight.
Yeah, but to not be a jackass, Tom Thibodeau, I wasn't shocked. I was surprised. I did anticipate that he was going to be back. But that was out there for a few days since they got eliminated on Saturday night, and there was no announcement or no report that he was definitely coming back. And the thing that I find fascinating about this, and, you know, full disclosure, I like Tom Thibodeau a lot. What he did in New York was very impressive. This was a dysfunctional organization, 5 years, 4 trips to the postseason, first back-to-back 50-win season since 1995, and the first conference finals since 2000. But before the postseason, there was a large contingent of Knicks fans that said this guy was on the hot seat and they were right in the moment before the playoffs, didn't want him back. And then he gets fired and it's almost as if you just axed a championship coach. So
I mean, he was a win away from or a game away from a championship coach.
Yeah. Well,
appearing coach.
Sure, he did a really good job in New York, but I think what this is, and I'm going to disagree with the notion, and I know it's easy to pile on Dolan because he does it to himself. I don't think this is marinated with James Dolan. I think this is a Leon Rose decision, and I think Leon Rose looked at it as, hey, this is a guy that is probably maxed out and did everything he can with this franchise, and if we want to take this team to the next level, which they're a good team, not a great team, and get them into an NBA Finals. They probably thought that they needed a coach that was more 2025-ish in the NBA, and I do ultimately believe it will be Johnny Bryant. So he's a very good coach. He deserves to be someone that gets a lot of praise, but I think with how close Leon and Tibbs are, Leon knows him best, and most people like me thought Leon wasn't going to move on from him. I think since he knew him best, he thought that was going to be the ultimate apex of what you saw with Tibbs was this
year. Just running a player into the ground, that ain't going to work in 2025.
I also think it's the postseason. It took him so long to go to the bench. You know, was it front office driven, that edict when they were down 0-2? There's been some reporting that they wanted to play a little bit deeper going back to the Celtics series, but they were up 2-0 in that Celtics series. So I would say that it was probably players like Tibbs. I don't know if they loved him. And ultimately, I think with everything else that I just said about how this is probably the best that Tibbs is going to do, that's even though it seems a little unconventional, that's why he ultimately lost his job.
Crowder is here. Well, he's only buying 5 minutes of internet per hour at the hotel. Okay. So I let him have the floor here.
I think he already froze up.
What kind of hotel is he at?
This is going to be Hockman, Solana, and maybe Crowder on 560 WQAM, where the Panthers are always on.
Yeah, he had a Best Western. I mean, what's going on there? Solana's got a theory that James Dolan couldn't stand the three wisps of hair on Thibodeau's head, and that was the actual reason.
You know, Tom Thibodeau and Solana, I think they could be like brothers. They kind of look alike a little bit.
No, don't do that. You look more like a butcher than I do, Gelb. Solana looks exactly like
Evan Rodriguez from the Florida Panthers.
But here's the difference. I feel very comfortable in my skin. Don't get so sensitive. Learn how to take a joke. I took a joke. Listen,
you can't take a joke. His name is on the show. I mean,
big ego now. Working from home today. Big ego now. You know, doesn't even want to show up.
You're working with a whole different Solana now.
Heard he was ordering Jimmy yesterday to go get him a burger and fries. Like, low class of this guy.
Jimmy had to pick up his dry cleaning the other day.
Do his
what about before I get to some other stuff, just sticking in the NBA here, OKC heavy favorite tomorrow night for the game and for the series. Are they your pick?
Yeah, I'm taking OKC in six. I think the best thing to happen to the Thunder, because we do this weird thing in the NBA where it's like, oh, a team has to earn their stripes. A team has to have multiple years of losing in the postseason before they could go win a championship. I think the best thing was that they got scared a little bit up against the Nuggets and that they had to win that series in seven games. They were down in game seven in the first quarter by a pretty good margin. And the way that they clawed back and won, I think that whole idea to me of, oh, they're inexperienced. Oh, they're going to have the other shoe drop at some point, even after a great regular season, went out the window. No disrespect to the Pacers. Halliburton's phenomenal. Rick Carlisle is one of the best coaches in the NBA, and Pascal Siakam's one of the most underrated players in the league. I'm not going to pick against the Thunder with how dominant they've been, and all throughout the year, everyone's been looking for a reason to not make them the NBA champion.
Yeah, it's what I was telling Hawk and Crowder yesterday. Like, at a certain point, the sample size is large enough. They're just the best team in the NBA this season. It just is what it is. Really quickly, though, Gelb, going back to the Knicks, two things that are happening with them are very interesting. One, the fan base seems to have turned on Karl Anthony Towns, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to me because, sure, talk about his defensive inefficiency. Like, that's fair. But the dude averaged 25-10, 25-11 in the playoffs and in the conference finals. Like, and then he was hurt, probably shouldn't have played anyways, and gutted it out and was one of their most efficient players. If anything, Jalen Brunson deserves a lot more criticism than Karl Anthony Towns is getting.
So I don't really think Jalen Brunson deserves that much criticism. Did he play a great conference finals? Absolutely not. But Brunson has over-delivered for this franchise and then took less also on that new contract. Here's the thing with Cat, and it's also an NBA problem too. And I'll put my hand up, right? I watch enough Knicks regular season games, but are you watching every single game? No. And you parachute in. There's a large contingent of every fan base in the NBA because the NBA devalues their regular season, where they parachute in and you see the good of Karl Anthony Towns, which was that 20-point fourth quarter to keep their season alive, the way that he closed out the Boston Celtics in six games. And you see that version and you go, wow, that's a top 10 player in the league. Oh, wow, that's one of the best players in the league. But there's a lot of times where Cat is driving and does what every other NBA player does, but he's looking for fouls. He's complaining to the refs. He's not getting back on defense. His defense isn't good. There's just lethargic moments of Karl-Anthony Towns where whenever I watch Jalen Brunson, sometimes he'll miss some shots, right? The Pacers did a great job with him on defensively, but never looks lethargic. There's just moments where it looks like Cat is a little lackadaisical and lethargic. He's a very good player. And when you're making $50 million a year, you're going to be open to that criticism. But it was the same thing with Cat in Minnesota, with the Timberwolves. We had these same conversations the last few years in the playoffs with Karl-Anthony Towns. So I do agree with you. I think the criticism's gone a little bit too far on Cat. But I do think that it's the inconsistencies that drive people crazy. And ultimately, he's not going to be one of those guys that is like a LeBron, that every night when he shows up, it's just this level of greatness, and it's all to that high level that we've been used to. Maybe that LeBron's not the best comparison, but you get what I'm trying to say.
You had Panthers favorite Carter Verhaeghe on your national show. What did you think of him?
Like, the Panthers are just a wagon. That's the thing, and they know all the. They're not going to take any of the bait. I even said to him, hey, I think the Oilers have the best player in hockey, and you guys are the best team. Do you think it's fair to categorize that matchup? And even he was like, well, I'm not going to create a headline for you. You know, he goes, yeah, you're not like that far off, but I'm not going to create a headline for you.
Because they've got savvy veterans, obviously, on the team. Brad Marchand, Matthew Tkachuk, like, and Carter Verhaeghe himself. But, I mean, like, they know what's up.
How the league allowed the Panthers to trade for Brad Marchand. That's like when Howie Roseman makes a trade with the, I mean that in a good way. You guys are by far and away the best team in the league, and how the Bruins are like, yeah, you know, Brad Marchand, let's trade him to the Florida Panthers. I know the pick went back to the Boston Bruins. It's just the rich got richer, and Brad Marchand is the ultimate. If he's on your team, you love him. If he's not on your team, you hate his guts, but everyone knows how good of a player it is. I don't want to say it's unfair that they got him, because that's what good organizations do. But it is just stupid good. And I mean this in the most, I know it doesn't sound positive, but I mean it positive, that Florida was able to get him.
You said something, though. Edmonton has the best player in the league, arguably.
Yeah, he is.
Panthers, deepest roster in the league, arguably. Yeah. You could go lines 1 through 4 on just about any team in the league. I think the Panthers are going to come out ahead. Which team would you rather have? Edmonton with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl? Mm-hmm. Or the Panthers, who stars in their own right, but not Connor McDavid, but a really deep team.
But I would rather have the Florida Panthers, because I know what I'm getting in net. Like, Skinner has played better. They are a better team, even with the Hyman injury. They are a better team this year than what they were last year with the version you're getting. And also, they have the home ice advantage. But I know Bob is a big game goalie, and you guys have the deepest team in hockey. So, yes, Connor McDavid's the best player in the league. Leon Draisaitl is a top 5 player in the league as well. I'm not saying that the Oilers can't win this series. I think it's going to be an excellent series. This is going to be sensational. And maybe this is finally McDavid's time, already winning a Conn Smythe, to also then go get the Stanley Cup. But I said this to you before the postseason started, and I'll say it again, right? You guys asked me this before the Maple Leaf series in round 2. Until someone knocks out the Panthers, I just refuse to pick up against them, and it's the last series of the year. So, yeah, I'm not picking.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And against the Florida Panthers.
Think I'm good. I'm good. My man, Rashad, the sound guy, brought in a hotspot that's a special little something. And I think,
what did you
now
think, Crowder?
Don't do that.
He's just He's messing with you, Crowder.
I've been working this thing for 20 minutes.
All right, knock it off, Gelb. This is what makes me nervous. I'm doing the show next week from the Jersey Shore. What if I get to the Airbnb and that's their Wi-Fi connection?
Let's
we may
be
have
real.
To call you in next week, Gelby.
You could have one bar, Hockman, of Wi-Fi. It'd be better than the crap that Crowder goes through each and every week trying to connect there.
I was connecting. I heard y'all talk about the Knicks, and now you're in the Panthers. But I had to ask, let me know if y'all answered this question.
Yes.
New Yorkers are different, Gelby. I think Thibodeau has a very abrasive personality. He could have kept the job. He pisses people off by how he acts. Like, no one wants to be around him or Brian Flores. I could go through coaches that as soon as something goes wrong, it's easy to fire them because they got a little butt wipe in them.
I just think Tibbs has an expiration date. I think it's that simple. The guy did a heck of a job in New York.
Yeah, what went wrong with Tibbs would be my question to you, Crowder, that he didn't get to the NBA Finals after never having – I mean, how long has it been, Gelb? Like,
they blew a 17-point lead in game one, and he had no rotation.
That's
and
true.
He let Jalen Brunson play one-on-one and one basketball for three quarters of a game. That would be my criticism.
And also, I know we could say Jalen Brunson doesn't play defense and Cat doesn't play defense. Tom Thibodeau, who I like. I don't think he should have been fired. I understand, I think, why they did it, but this guy's a defensive guru. The defense sucked up against the Pacers. They wide open three after wide open three. But the one thing I'll push back on, just a drop, like, New Yorkers are different. This only happens in New York. I had a Boston Celtics fan text me. A friend of mine is a Boston Celtics fan, and he was saying the same thing. And I go, scroll up to yesterday when you were texting me that you'd rather have Tom Thibodeau over Joe Mazzulla, the guy that just won a championship. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, pot meet the kettle, right?
It's like the Marlins with Mervis. Everybody's got a quick trigger all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Mervis is hitting ding-dongs off lefties in the minors. They won't even let him bat against a lefty in the majors. This Clayton McCullough, they got swept by the Rockies today.
Yeah.
They got swept by the Rockies, Gelb.
Now, you are a championship talk show host. I know Tom Thibodeau has not won a championship as an NBA head coach. With this big change of Hockman, Crowder, Solana, is this the start of you getting pushed out, Mark Hockman?
Without question. But I'm on the hot seat. This is,
I think it's a black guy.
Listen, no, I think you're the safest in the crew.
I did think it was very funny the other day when I got a text from Channing Crowder and he was like, I think they're squeezing Hawk out. I can't work with Solana. You want to come down to Miami and do the show with me? we'll make Solana the third wheel, but we'll put you in the number one spot, top billing.
They always say never hire anyone who could do your job as well or better than you.
Cheaper,
and
too.
I may have, and cheaper too, younger. I may have made the biggest mistake that one could make. But no, he deserved it. You know that. You listen to the show, Gelby.
Oh, yeah.
And Ricky Ricardo, the Yankees huge radio fan. Guy, he listens. He must love Solana.
He likes Solana. He did tell me yesterday, I saw him in the office, and he brought up Solana. I don't know. He had some issue with Solana, and he said whenever he gets an invite on the show, he's going to call out Solana for something. I'm not kidding. I forget what the issue was, but he wants to attack you.
I brought Ricky Ricardo on WQAM on the Dono and Frito show, and it did a whole segment, literally a benchmark segment called Si, Señor, with a Ricky Ricardo drop from a game-winning field goal he called 8 years ago. So, hey, Ricky Ricardo, I've been showing you love on QAM for years, man, and I'm the only other Latino on WQAM. What the hell is going on here, man?
Must just be a fighting between the Latinos. That's what it sounds
like. Solana's playing the Latino card heavy since he got this job.
Man. Look at his mustache.
I got no card.
That's ridiculous.
I got no card. We'll see you, Gelby.
You got it, guys. Be well. Congratulations, Solana.
Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network and the WFAN Studios in New York City.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Literally thinking about having another child just so I have an excuse for the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.